The Iraqi military says that its forces have completely liberated the Diyala province from ISIL Takfiri militants, dealing a heavy blow to the terrorists. Iraqi army sources say that they have retaken all populated areas of the eastern province from the Takfiri terrorists. The army further explained the soldiers are now in complete control of all cities, districts, and sub-districts of the province. Diyala, located north of the capital Baghdad, was partly controlled by the terrorists for months. The development comes one day after the army announced mop-up operations in Mokhtadiyeh, which was the terrorists' last stronghold in the province. Meanwhile, on another front, a major victory for Kurds in their battle against terrorists. Reports say the Kurdish fighters have expelled ISIL militants out of the Syrian border city of Kobani. The UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Takfiri terrorists are pushed out of the city after over 4 months of fighting. It says the Kurds have full control of Kobani now. Kurdish forces are reportedly pursuing some militants on the eastern outskirts of the city, but there's no more fighting inside the city. The Battle of Kobani would be a key loss for ISIL insurgents. In September, the militants captured some 300 Kurdish villages near Kobani and thrust into the city itself. Tens of thousands of refugees spilled across the border into Turkey. Jamal Wakim, professor at the Lebanese International University, joins us from Beirut to tell us what he thinks about this development. Well, Jamal Wakim, a major win for Iraqi government forces, especially regarding this Diyala province. Now, if this is true, first question is, how can they emulate the formula across Iraq to flush these terrorists out of the country or, in other words, try to get rid of them?
Well, the achievement by the Iraqi military in Diyala is very important because it defends the capital, Baghdad, which was threatened at one point by ISIL. And I believe that this will be the prelude to other achievements in other areas, especially that the setback or the defeat of ISIL in Diyala was also there was another defeat in Kobani, and I believe that this is to a certain extent it's related to what happened in Saudi Arabia, the death of late King Abdullah, and this transitory period to with Salman succeeding his brother, but also making major changes in the top echelon of power in Saudi Arabia. So I believe that this had an impact on ISIL, which was partly supported by the Saudis.
So do you think that that's a direct consequence, or not the fact that you have credible Iraqi forces who have said all along that they're going to be able to fight these terrorists since, well, the U.S.-led coalition is not achieving much when it comes to eliminating the terrorists?
No. I believe that the Iraqi military had a major role in achieving this victory, but there are various factors that led to these achievements, not only in Diyala, but also in other areas. So, because on the other hand, we had also the Kurd militants in Kobani achieving a major victory against ISIL and expelling them from the city. So this retreat on all fronts of ISIL should be related to another factor, which is the lack of support by the Saudis, which were, along with the Qataris and Turks, they were supporting ISIL in order to direct, let's say, or embarrass the Iraqi government and the Syrian government. So now that ISIL is retreating, I believe that we should relate it to the transitory period in Saudi Arabia, especially that the strongman in Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Nayef, who was nominated as a crown prince our second crown prince. He's known for his hostility towards these terrorist groups, and he was sponsored by, or his accession was sponsored by the United States, especially by Barack Obama, who thinks that there should be a halt to the activity, or at least the activity of the Takfiri groups or Salafi groups should be put to limit, especially that it started to threaten the stability of countries that are considered as allies of the United States.
Jamal Wakim, professor of Lebanese International University, thank you for your thoughts.